If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Remember back in a simpler time before Jason and Chrishell, before Romaine and Mary, back when Mary was friends with Christine? Well, we sat down with Mary before this season of Selling Sunset during last season. Here's another one of our Selling Sunset hypes. Can you guys tell we're obsessed with a show that is just totally lost on our back feed? A lot of people have been DMing telling me that they love Below Deck and they love Selling Sunset. And I keep pointing people to some of the shows that they've missed because we've covered a lot of Below Deck and we've covered a lot of Selling Sunset. Well, this is a chat with Mary back, not this season, last season, when she was still kind of friends with Christine because it ended when they weren't friends. We talk about her dating Jason because that really was the thing and she was the favorite before Chrishell. And this is, you know, of course we talk about Romaine because, I mean, remember these scenes in the early seasons of Selling Sunset where we had just gratuitously shirtless Romaine like every other scene? We talk about all of that. Mary is freaking awesome and I don't know. I hope you guys enjoy this because I love Selling Sunset. Love MDLA, love MDLNY, but I don't know. Selling Sunset holds a special place in my heart. And Mary's the best, so enjoy.
Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined from, I think, sunny Los Angeles by the one and only Selling Sunset, Mary Fitzgerald. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
Work.
Yeah. I have to say,
things are so busy.
Really? You are, like, I reached out to you originally. I think it was like 10 o'clock in the morning here. I'm like a morning person. I just don't think anyone else is. And like, you get right back at like 6:30 in the morning, 7 a.m. to me. So like, are you like a morning person?
God, no. No, I hate mornings. No, I'm not at all, but I've just had so much going on. I've had very little sleep over the past week, just trying to keep up. But I've been going to bed around like 1:30 and getting up at 6.
Wow.
But I hired a new assistant yesterday, so hopefully that's going to take some off my plate.
That's really good. Yeah. It's hard to find a good assistant.
I know. Yeah, I've been looking for a while, and this girl seems like she seems really on point. So, fingers crossed.
Right, like fingers
I
crossed.
I need someone to really help take some stuff off my plate.
And the market is just what? Because like is it slowly opening up in Los Angeles? Is that what it is that you can show properties now? Or
yeah, well, we've been able to show properties. They consider real estate an essential business. And so Romaine and I have both been very, very busy. He does construction and he's a project manager for all of the remodels that that we do for our clients. And then I've been showing properties. I'm in three escrows, like wrote like four additional offers. So like it's been really crazy.
Wow, just as busy as we see on Selling Sunset.
Yeah, busier.
Are you originally from Los Angeles? Like, where are you from?
No, I'm from Indiana.
Oh, wow, I don't even know if I knew that. I don't know if we saw that on the show. It all blends together, these little details sometimes.
I know.
So
yeah.
You're from Indiana?
And I are both from Indiana, yeah.
Oh, wow. How'd you end up in Los Angeles?
I guess about 20 years ago. I was just kind of at a point in my life where I wanted to start over. It was after college and I just decided I wanted to be in a big city where there's stuff going on. I like warm weather. I hate cold. So I was like, basically it's Florida or California. I came out to LA, visited for about, I don't know, a couple of days. And I'm like, yep, that's it.
Wow. Did you always know you wanted to go into real estate? Like how'd you get into real estate?
No, I did. Well, I didn't know at first. Otherwise, I wouldn't have wasted so much money on college.
but, I get it.
But I kind of fell into it because I found that I kept moving almost every year, just because I loved finding new homes. I loved the search. I loved seeing new places and being like, yes, that's the one. But then it wasn't really conducive to raising a son and moving every year. I was spending a ton of money doing it. So I just decided to get my license and help other people.
And you've loved it ever money. Since. Yeah, seriously, yeah. There's money, right?
Yeah.
And how'd you end up at the Oppenheim Group? Like, did you work somewhere else first or?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I worked in the beach cities. Like I started off in like Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach kind of area. That's where we lived when my son was younger. It's more of a family environment. And so I started there, did well. It started in 2008 and it was when the market crashed basically. So really bad time for getting into it, but I did well. I loved it. And then I took a couple years off, when I went to London and New York, and then I got back into it when I got back. And then I just got back into it 'cause I knew Jason.
You knew him through dating him in the past.
Well, I met him yes, that too.
You know, I'm obviously going to ask about that. We have a lot to get to, Mary. Come on now.
I know. Well, Amanda introduced me to him a long time ago. We all met on the rooftop at her old apartment, like years ago, 15 years ago, something like that.
And then you guys just all kind of, so you've known Amanda since way back when?
Yeah, she and I have been best friends for about 18 or 19 years.
Wow. And then what, like when you got into real estate, like when did it kind of hit? You know what I mean? Like I imagine at first you struggled, like when was that first big, like how long did that take? You know, until you're like, oh my God, this is like the biggest commission I've ever seen. Wow.
It didn't take that long. I always get kind of, I say lucky, but I think when I got back into it, it's a different area. Like the hills is not the same as selling real estate at the beach. I mean, the landscape's different. The homes are different. The people buying them, it's a completely different vibe around here. And you just have to learn everything from scratch and build up your clientele. So it took me maybe 6 months, 8 months, something like that, of doing open houses. But I would say, within the first 6 months, I got an $8 million listing.
That's pretty good.
Met the guy at an open house. He was like, you know what? I'm thinking of selling my home. And so I went over and did the listing appointment and got it.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Did you like do any like splurge with your big, like your first big check? Like, do you remember?
No,
like,
I'm so conservative.
That's not bad.
I'm so conservative. I don't know. I like having money and I don't like spend unless it's something I really, really, really want. I think the biggest thing that I've bought so far is I upgraded my car. I bought a Maserati Gran Turismo Sport. And so I love that. I've always loved kind of cars, but I've never been willing to pay a lot of money for it.
Totally.
I also was a Mercedes. It wasn't like, you know, it was nice, but not anything super fancy. And then now I got this and I'm like, yes, I'm a badass. Every time I drive it, it's just the sound of it sounds so amazing. That's my favorite purchase so far.
That's nice. Yeah. And did you watch, so like before, let's go back, before Selling Sunset, like did you watch, like are you a fan of reality TV?
No.
Really? Like you didn't watch The Hills?
Too much fighting for me. Oh, well, I watched The Hills and Laguna Beach back in the day. Well, Laguna Beach, I watched back in the day. And then The Hills, I watched a little bit of, but I don't watch too much TV.
Like you never got into The Housewives or anything like that?
I've only seen maybe a couple episodes. I've seen, I've watched The Kardashians before and like I can watch that. It's like noise. I don't know, not noise. Like, but like whenever I have a TV on, I like having things on that I don't have to concentrate on because normally I'm just working while I have it on. So I can't have to follow a storyline. So I've watched those things before. I don't even have normal TV. I only stream.
And you never watched like $1 Million Listing before this?
I've seen like maybe one or two episodes.
Do you
yeah, I know them, those?
Though. You do?
Yeah.
What do you think of nice all guys. Of them, like Tracy Tudor and all that?
Yeah. They're nice people. I mean, I've shared properties like with them. I've gone through their brokers opens and stuff like that. Josh Flagg is super nice. Jason's had parties and they come over and stuff too. So I mean, we all interact. We're in a very small community.
Totally.
And so you're bound to run into them and see them around.
Have you heard from like any of them, like since the success of Selling Sunset? Like, I mean, it's the natural comparison. I mean, it's different, but it's the natural comparison.
I don't know. I don't know what they've said. Jason probably would be a better one to ask about that. He talks to them more than I do. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me make a note of that.
Okay.
So you never watch really reality TV. So what happened when Jason came to the office and said, you know, hey, guess what, guys? We're going to be on a reality show. And it's the person who did The Hills and Laguna Beach.
Yeah. Adam came in and met with us. Jason had turned people down before who had ideas about this. And he turned him down. He wasn't really sure that it was going to be the right look for the brokerage. You know, he's spent a lot of time and effort and just trying to make it into something specific. And he didn't want a TV show to come in and take away from that, make it look cheap and kind of, you know, just give a vibe that wasn't really us. And so Adam came in with this idea about women in real estate and women empowerment, that's what it was. But I don't know at some point if it's really women empowerment based on some of the girls. But
well, we're going to talk about that too. That's one of my topics.
Okay. Well, but that was the goal. That's the plan. And I think for the most part, Adam's done a great job making the show. And we were just so excited when he picked it up. We saw the sizzle reel and we're like, oh, this is kind of cool. And then he shopped it around. And most people, we didn't even think it was going to get up though, because a lot of people turned it down. They said they have too many reality or too many real estate shows already. And then Netflix picked it up and that's kind of secretly who we wanted anyway. So yeah, we're super excited.
Was there any like hesitation on your part just of like, you know, like maybe this won't be good for clients or clients may not want to be, and like, have you had that where clients don't want to be part of it, or the opposite too, where clients are like, no, make sure I'm on the show?
Both. Yeah. Both happen. Sometimes we get into situations where like buyers or sellers are like, I don't mind being on it, but I don't want people knowing where I live. So, I mean, so we have to kind of work around that. But for the most part, people are okay with it. Sometimes they don't want to be on it. But normally that's not the case.
And do you see the opposite now that it's like, you know, kind of a hit? Like, do people come to you and they're like, you're Mary from Selling Sunset. I want to work with you.
I do. I've been lucky. I've had a couple different people I'm working with now that saw me on the show, and they're like, you're awesome, I love the way you do business, and so they want me to represent them.
So that's good. Like, that must have gone through everyone's minds of like, this could be great for, I mean, like, I could see why it would be bad, but like, this could be great for business.
The first season was, we were nervous for sure. We didn't know. I mean, as we're filming it, we had no idea what we were gonna be portrayed like. You don't know how things are going to be edited. You don't know if things are going to be twisted. And Adam never twisted anything. He was great. And so I think season two, everyone got to see more of our personalities. And we were just a little bit more free and open because we knew what to expect. And we weren't scared anymore.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. And when you were filming, like, the first season, were you, like, did you feel natural? I guess, like, was like, no. Were like the producers involved, or were they just like, do you and just do your thing?
Yeah, most of the, I mean, for the most part, it's just, we just are us and we're just in an environment. Now we have to give them, obviously they're not following us around 24/7. So we have to give them our schedule in advance. If we have like a big showing or if we're closing on a property, we tell them in advance so that they can go set the cameras up and plan to catch it. And then on office scenes, we do a lot of filming. Like a ton. So what you guys see, it's like condensed down into like these short 30-minute episodes, but we're filming for like 7 or 8 months or something, I think we filmed for season two and season three. So
you guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
We're not always in there just like having these amazing conversations or dramatic conversations. There's many times we're just sitting in there completely silent, or all of us aren't in the office because we're out running around and showing properties or something.
Was that weird, like the first time you went into a property and like, you know, you had to walk in, but then the cameras were like right there and you're just kind of trying to ignore them?
Yeah. I'm not used to being on camera at all. So in the first season, I really had to get used to, I didn't feel nervous. I thought I was okay, but I could tell how nervous I really was, because I like at the dinner with Romain, I was like, I would pick up my drink, my hand is just like shaking. And
really?
I was like, what is happening? My lip would quiver. And I was like, what is happening to me? I didn't feel nervous, but internally I was just uneasy. I just wasn't used to people watching me.
Who do you think was the most nervous? I mean, I must not be Chrishell, because she's, you know, used to being on TV.
You know, I don't know who was the most nervous. I think Romain, probably, weirdly
really?
Enough. Yeah, because he takes a while to, he's an observer. And when you first meet him, he likes to kind of watch people and kind of get a lay of the land. But once he does, you can't get the man to shut up. So, so he just kind of sat back and kind of took it in. And part of it was nerves, I think. And part of it was just, that's just who he is. But then everyone gets to see the real him, because then he just let loose.
Did he not want you to do the show, or he was just like, do it, or did he have any feelings about it, or?
No, he was fine with it. He was totally fine. He's very laid back. Whatever makes me happy, whatever's good for me and for us and him. I mean, we support each other. So he thinks it's cool. And a really good opportunity. Yeah.
Do you guys get, like, before Corona, were you getting like stopped on the street, like when the two of you go out together, like? There's Mary.
We've been stopped quite a few times. I think since season two came out, it's been, I mean, it just took on a life of its own. I mean, I can't go anywhere without people recognizing me, or at least if they don't say something, you can tell they're like, and cap the person they're with. And I was like, oh my God, this is so bizarre. Like no one remembered. I could meet someone 10 times. They would always forget me. They're like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I'm like, we've met like 10 times. And no one ever remembered me. And then now, because of their show, people just come up on the street and stop me. I'm like, so weird.
Do you see, like,
I'm
do
the
you
same see, person.
Right, like you're the same person. I mean, do you see the difference, like, between season one? Like, you didn't really feel that after season one, right? It really...
Only a little bit. I mean, it was right after season one hit. We noticed it. But it kind of went away. But after season two, it's just, I think it just keeps building more and more.
Where'd you go? I know.
Sorry.
It's okay. I was like, I lost you there for a second. Yeah, because for me, it's a season two. Like, I don't know where I was during season one. Like, I didn't watch it during season one. Now, I'm a reality TV junkie. But, like, for me, it was that whole, I just kind of got the vibe during season two of, like, I'm like, everyone's talking about the show. And then I watched, I think, like, maybe 15 minutes of the first pilot episode. And I'm like, okay, where the hell have I been? It's, like, the best show ever. It's such a good show.
Thank you.
And I don't say that, trust me. It's such a good show. So I don't know what, so for me, it's like, and then, I mean, I feel like people are talking about it now. So for me, I feel like the hype is really after season two, I feel, which is kind of maybe Corona related, I would think.
I think so. And I think we couldn't have been luckier. It already had a little bit of a following. Everyone was, you know, asking like, oh, when's season two? We can't wait. And there were some fans of it. But I think season two, it just really took off, like, and partially because everyone was stuck at home. So anyone that wouldn't normally watch it, they had nothing left to watch. And then now they're like, oh my God, I don't even watch reality TV. And I'm obsessed with this. Like, and so it just, I think we just got lucky on season two, where it just, it opened up people that were just home bored. And then now they're obsessed.
Right. So that's kind of how I feel too. Like, I feel like
one perk of Corona.
Seriously. And
maybe
like
the only perk.
And like you were with like Tiger King and like Too Hot to Handle. Like Netflix is having a reality moment. So the stars kind of aligned, I think. But it's a great show. Like, I'm not taking away from that. I just think I can't remember the buzz around season one, like, looking back.
Yeah, well, it's, we felt it a little bit, but I mean, we're living in it.
Right.
So of course we're paying attention.
Totally.
But for other people, yeah, I don't know how big it was to other people if you're not, you
but
know,
now it
involved
is.
In it. But now it's big. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you met Romaine, what? Like, you met him, like, showing him a house?
Yeah. Yeah. He came over from France. And his boss had me showing him around. And I'd been WhatsApping him, trying to figure out when he's coming over, stuff like that, so we could coordinate. And I just, he hopped in my car. I never looked at the picture. Dumb me. I was like, what? He got in the car. And I was just like, hi. And I was like, oh my God, I got so nervous. And I was like, is this really this guy? Like, and so after, but the thing is, we just like meshed. I mean, so well. We just started talking like we'd known each other forever. Got along so well, started hanging out. I showed him properties for about a week, and then had him come to dinner with me and Jason and Brett and a couple other people. They
you asked him
too.
To dinner?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just, you know.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just had him come, and then, we started dating right after that. About a week in, I just matched him right up.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, like, yeah. I mean, right. So, like, you never looked at the picture. I mean, you must have been like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, my ex and I broke up maybe, like, a couple weeks before that. And he was such a dick. And
really?
So I was just like, oh, my God. And so I was so annoyed. And he ended up texting me something on my way home. And I walked in the office. And I was like, first of all, like, this guy's name was total dick. And then, second of all, I just met the hottest guy in the world. I was like, you have no idea. And so I pulled it up because I looked at his WhatsApp thing to see if that was really him. Sure enough, shirtless, like, hunk of a man. I was like, focused on anything like that. So, I showed everybody, and they just started laughing.
What did you
now
think?
Now he's my husband.
Seriously. There's nothing wrong with that. What did you think, and what did he think of, like, you know, the scene, like, I think what it was, like, episode two or one, where like he's giving you the coffee in the bed, and like he starts at the bottom and slowly worked their way up to this, and then he comes in, and I'm just like,
I love the camera angles. I'm like, of course they're gonna get Romaine and shirtless, but he's always shirtless though. I mean, it's a running joke. Like, he comes home, just strips down, and I'm like, my sister would be over here. Anyone comes over, and he just gets down to his underwear and like,
really,
man, put some clothes on. He's like, why?
That's like, listen, there's nothing wrong with that. So
no, I'm okay with it. But
I mean, I was hooked on the show before that, but that was okay. Like, here I am.
He's winning some hearts, I'm telling you.
And we're gonna see your marriage, I think, on season three, right?
You will, yeah.
Like more.
We got married on season two,
right.
And then you're gonna see our marriage
more.
on season three. Yeah, some ups and downs.
Okay, that's good. What about the whole? I mean, like, this was kind of part of the show too, but like, what about the whole, you know, double standard? Like, look, let's face it. If you were a 39-year-old man and you had a 26-year-old woman, Would anyone really be saying anything? So like we like saw that on the show a little bit. Like what?
Right.
What do you say to all that?
Yeah, it is pretty hypocritical, or that people can think that. I mean, I don't really care. I'm like, good for me, good for him. He's mature and doesn't care about age. And I don't either. If he just, he's very mature and very, he's not a typical like LA guy. His parents raised him very, very well. He comes from a very good family. And I think that just comes across and the way he views relationships and the amount of respect and maturity that he has. He's kind of been on his own since he was 17, wow. traveling all over the world, working. And so, he's just a different level of guys than we're used to seeing around here.
Right. Like, LA is the same as New York. I'm in New York City.
Yes.
It's a mess. Yeah. So, I mean, people that live in the middle of the country that don't understand how awful it is to date in LA and New York.
Oh, it's terrible. It's absolutely
awful.
Terrible.
It's not fun. Now, what about, like, we saw at the end of season two, like, you know, you and Christine, like, your buddy, you guys ended in a different place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been, it's been interesting. It's been unfortunate, too. But I don't know. We've grown apart. I mean, I love her. I will always wish her the best. But we've just kind of grown apart. And it just feels like right now we're on kind of different paths. And since we finished filming, I haven't really seen her. She hasn't come into the office that much. And then Corona has kind of kept everyone out of the office. I still go in, Jason and I still go in, but a lot of people are taking it very seriously, but we just wear masks and gloves and we're fine.
It's not like you have a big office or anything.
No. No, and it's only a couple people, and we actually staggered all the staff so that everyone's like a couple desks apart, and then we just go about our business.
I mean, it's also the best, like, before we get into physical appearance, it's the best looking office. Just like those desks, those sleek desks are like everything.
Yeah, Jason designed everything. The whole building was he put all the brick on the walls. None of that was there. He just has like this vision. He remodels homes and stuff all the time. Yeah, he's got really good style.
And so, like, you and Christine, like, don't, you know, you haven't kept in touch since filming.
No, not really, which makes it kind of difficult and awkward, like, when I do interviews, because then I'm like, I don't listen to anything anybody else does. I barely can keep up with my own stuff. And so I have no idea what's going on. Besides, I did an interview the other day and she was like, so what do you think about what Christine just said about you? I'm like, well, I didn't know she said anything about me, but I don't need to know. I was like, I'll comment from my point of view. I don't need to know about what anyone else is saying.
I mean, when people run into you or interview, is that where it usually, even not a fight with Christine, is it usually Christine that people want to talk about?
Yeah, either Romaine or Christine. Yeah, because I think everyone's just shocked about the blow up and I just don't know what to say about it, unfortunately, because it's just confusing to me, and I don't like confrontation, and I'm just too busy to try to sit down and talk about something. From what I do here, I don't really have much to say in response, like, to things she's saying, so I just kind of go about my business and ignore it.
Is Christine like the mean girl of the office?
You that's up for you guys to decide.
That's how she's projected on the show. I mean, is she really like, you know, I guess it's not even mean girlish. Is she just really like that on the show? Like, is Christine?
No, Christine, we all are who we are on the show. I mean, nothing's twisted. I mean, everyone's portrayed very accurately. I think the only person on season one that did kind of get a fair, unfair perception, like, from people, I think is Romaine, like, because he just didn't talk much, so people couldn't really see his real personality, but he made up for it on season two. And
he had something to say,
but
on season
two. Yeah, but all of us are very, very accurately portrayed. I mean, they can't use something that we don't give them,
right?
I mean, so I mean, it's not like you can twist someone calling each other a bitch or something like that. It's like, no, you you said this, you did this, you went berserk. That's you.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're nice, it shows you're nice. If you're mean, it shows when you're mean.
What about Chrishell? What are your thoughts on Chrishell?
I love Chrishell. She's a sweetheart. She's had a rough year. Yeah, she's been through a lot of loss and divorce and everything, but she's a strong girl, very sweet.
And we're going to see, I think, some of her divorce stuff on season 3.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of what she's going through. It was really tough on her to film that and let the cameras be there, because it was just such a shock for everybody, and it was just a lot for her to allow the cameras to document everything she was going through. But
I can see that.
Our producers were very, very good and very understanding that sometimes she just needs a moment to, you know, gather herself, and I think that she just felt comfortable that they weren't going to invade too much or make her look bad or anything like that. They're just gonna tastefully document what was going on. I mean, that it's a reality show. They're documenting our lives and what's going on with us, and so it's kind of part of it, and we signed up for it. So whether it's good or bad, we kind of have to suck it up and allow the cameras to be there.
That's true. What about, were you shocked? Like, were you shocked when she
said, oh my God, yeah. Absolutely. I literally just went to coffee with her, I think the week before. It was very shortly before. And I was like, I just envy you guys so much. You guys are like the cutest couple. And she's like, oh, thank you. And you know, I've never really talked to her a lot about, you know, their ups and downs and stuff. I just always feel like if someone wants to tell me something, they will. And if they don't, they won't. I mean, everyone's entitled to their private lives, even if ours aren't so private. But she talked to me a little bit about it, but she was just blindsided. Just like all of us were. We were all just shocked.
Did you know Justin partly? Like, mm-hmm. Did he come into the office a lot or?
Yeah, I knew him. I went to their house, I think for a Christmas party. We'd gone to dinners and stuff before together. He would come in the office and bring friends and stuff in the office. He seemed like a really nice guy. Jason and Brett went out and did boys' night with him, and like he seemed very nice, and she just gushed about him all the time. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. It's hard to say, but I love the girl, and she's strong for getting through this, and yeah, she deserves nothing but the best.
Totally. What about like Heather, Davina, Maya?
I love Heather. Heather is so great. She's such a sweetheart. She like just girl next door, sweet, beautiful girl next door, sweetheart. I mean, she's just so loving and nurturing. Tarek, her new boyfriend, is just, they are two peas in a pod. They are so cute together. We were just on their boat last weekend, and they just ooze love at each other. I mean, it's literally almost nauseating. They're so cute. They're just not like, oh, I love you, I love you.
That's
to
how
each
it
other.
Seems.
They're adorable. It's a year together, and they are just nonstop, just grinning ear to ear. It's really cute. Yeah.
So that's good. And what about like Davina and Maya?
Maya, I think she's just had her second baby. I don't talk to Davina. I don't talk to Maya too much. When I do like get a chance, which is very rare, I'll try, if I see something on Instagram, like I'll try to message Maya or something on it, but she's in Miami and she just had her baby. So it's very hard to keep up. I think we're all just in such busy lives. It's hard to keep up, but Maya's nice. And really funny. Whenever she gets back here, I'd love to see her.
Who are you? So you're closest to Amanda?
Amanda, yeah. Amanda's my bestie.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, now, we got matching prison tattoos.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. That's cool.
It's what they look like. It's just the coordinates of where we met, like, I guess 18 years ago. But the address is her birth date. And so we were trying to think of a best friend tattoo, like about 5 or 6 years ago, I think we got it. And yeah, we came up with that, like the coordinates of where we met, which happened to be Sunset Plaza. where we, like, right across the street from where we film, from where our office is.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
What about, like, when the show came out? Like, were you, I mean, like you said, like, they can't show something you didn't do. Like, were you happy with it? Like, was anyone, like, or were you, like, oh, my God, wait a second, that was taken out of context? Or were you, like, this is what I expected? Or, you know, like, did you expect more of the properties and the deals, like, million-dollar listing?
I always want more properties. I mean, every time I'm like, God, that's a lot of drama. I don't like that. Like, but it caters to both, to what people want. And obviously it's successful because I think it has a little bit of both. Yeah. This season one, I was like, okay, that's, it's pretty good. Like, I can't believe, like, watching yourself up there when we previewed it before it came out. I was like, this is bizarre, watching myself up on the TV. But I think the only thing shocking was hearing the other girls. Like, sometimes you're sitting in there with each other and then you're like, I didn't know she said that about me. And because they'll film at different times, we don't know everything going on,
right?
And so we're kind of seeing it when other people see it and we're like, that's kind of rude.
Right.
Or you see how things really unfolded. You hear one story from one of the girls and then you see what actually happened and you're like, all right. But season two, I think we didn't get to watch it together, because of quarantine. So right. We all watch it separately. Chriselle, Jason, and I hopped on a phone call right after we watched it. And we're like, okay, what do you guys think? And, there was a lot of drama, a lot of cringeworthy moments. It just, for my personally, because I was just flustered and trying to get the wedding together. My hair is like pulled back, not even brushed half the time, no makeup on. All the other girls look so beautiful and glam, and I'm just walking in with flip-flops and my hair pulled back. I'm like, oh, of course. But I think it was pretty good overall. I always want more real estate involved in it.
I mean, that's part of this. Like, the real estate porn is amazing.
It's
great. It's like,
people don't get we get used to it, and people really do not get these homes in a lot of other areas. So I think that is one of the things that really gets people's attention. It is true. Yeah, real estate porn is a good term for it.
Well, I always do, like, okay, like, if I moved to LA, like, okay, I could afford that one. I can't afford that one. Like, I would always go, like, huh, well, maybe it's like, I just have like a fantasy in my mind of like, yeah, if I were to leave New York today and move to LA, like, maybe that would be it's, I don't know. I like that.
That's it. That's where I, yep.
Right. So,
it keeps you motivated. That's
it. Does. I mean, the houses are so nice. So, like, yeah, you know, like, when the show, you know, like, if you read a lot of the reviews on the show, you know, a lot of them are like, you know, like, oh, this is vapid, you know, it's a bunch of women, you know, like, there's like these
bad I don't really read any reviews.
Well, but then if you talk to people, there's not
saying, is it good or bad?
Well, okay, so like, the good news is everybody that watches the show is just like, it's like crack. I just can't get enough. Like, everyone I know is just like, this is amazing. First of all, yeah, it's better that you don't read the reviews in here. It's like, who cares? But, you know, like, okay, there's like the higher school of thought that's like, you know, that like, they take it to like a serious level of like, well, this is like a misogynistic setup that there's these two brothers and there's all these like very pretty girls. And, you know, like, there's like the deep analytics of the show.
Oh my God.
Well, but then so like, what do you say to that criticism? You know, but then like, it's a very successful show. So
everyone is going to have an opinion. We can't make everyone happy. God knows I try and you just can't. I mean,
no.
So if you don't like it, don't watch it. If you do like it, binge. I don't know. I just can't really be bothered with a bunch of negativity. It's just like, there's enough in the world and going on.
Seriously.
And like, I don't know. I don't need to pay attention to the rest of it.
What about, because you say everyone wants to talk about Romaine or Christine, yeah, what about Jason? Like, so you dated Jason.
Oh, yeah. Back.
People don't want to talk about that.
Oh yeah, they do talk about that.
So tell me about that.
So curious. They want to know how are we hanging out? How are we best friends and Romaine? Is he really cool with it? And he is. Like, they talk all the time. He was actually just at his house last night for dinner. I stayed home to work, but Jason had a dinner party and he was over there with him. But he doesn't care. Jason's a good friend to both of us, and Romaine's just a confident man, and knows that neither of us would ever do anything to you know, be not loyal, I guess.
And then what about all those people as portrayed on the show? Do you think you get special treatment? You know, because that
is—it's so funny that everyone says that. I'm like, I don't even know how this came about. All of my clients are my clients. I think there's one person I'm working with right now, and there's like eight people I'm doing deals with and stuff right now. So there's one person that Jason gave me like a long time ago. And then I worked with him on that. So now I'm selling their condo and they're buying a new house. So, I mean, there's one person I'm working with, but this is from a long time ago. He's not like currently just giving me everything that I have. I build up my own clientele, but I work harder than like literally anyone in the office, including Jason, because Jason has three assistants too. I work nonstop. I get my deals myself. And I don't know if the girls like spent more time working and less bitching about what they think that is happening with all my deals. I don't know.
Was how the show was edited in a set. I mean, that was a minor part, but
I know. I guess it's funny. I don't know. I know.
How long did you date Jason for when you dated him?
A year. I mean, we lived together for 4 months, and then he couldn't. He figured out he couldn't commit, and then but we continued to date. And then that was just too hard. Like, it's just weird. Like, you know, being with someone and then seeing them with another girl and then the jealousy and stuff. And that's just not healthy for anybody. So we took a break. Didn't see each other for a couple months. And then we were fine.
Are Jason or Brett ever going to settle down?
No. Jason, maybe. Maybe in 10, 20 years. 10 or 15 years, maybe. I don't know.
They like The Bachelor. They like The Bachelor lifestyle.
Brett's never settling down. There's not a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think the show is so successful? I mean, like, what do you think is the appeal?
It's just guilty pleasure, I think. Like, LA in general, it's just like the beauty of LA, all these fabulous homes that everyone, like, you know, just dreams of having beautiful women, big personalities. And then Adam's just Adam Davila, he's just like a reality TV genius. Like the music, the cinematography, everything he does. I mean, our office is beautiful, don't get me wrong, but the way he shoots and camera angles and all this stuff, I'm like, you make us look amazing. Like, wow. So he's a genius. And I think he is a big portion of why they're so successful. Everything he touches is successful.
I would agree with that. Like watching this, like I have flashbacks to like, oh, this is why I love The Hills so much. Like, cause I love The Hills.
Yeah.
I was just like, I get it.
I need to watch it back again. Cause I'm like, I should have done this already, but, in whatever downtime I'm gonna start watching back to see if it's probably not gonna be anytime soon.
Who, like, do you feel you worked the hardest out of all the girls in the office?
Me.
Really?
I literally have sleep. I have not gone on a vacation. I have sleep, like, I sleep maybe 4 to 5 hours a night. I'm exhausted. I live on Celsius.
I like live on coffee. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
What's like the best part of the show for you, and like are there any negatives that have come out of it? Like, do you have haters online? I mean, I guess you don't
read. No, I really don't have haters online. I've been very, very lucky with that. There's a couple posts that with the whole like Black Lives Matter kind of thing, I want to be able to speak up and say stuff, because I mean it's a very important issue, but anything I say is attacked. So I mean, I can't say anything right. It's either I'm not saying enough, or I shouldn't say it this way, I need to say it this way, and then if I say it that way, then someone else gets mad because I said it that way. So I'm like, okay, I want to speak up. I want this situation to change, but I can't really.
So I get nervous about
that. So I get attacked on stuff like that anytime I do try to speak up. So that's unfortunate, but just for me, in general, no, I don't get hardly any hate. at all. I've been very lucky.
That's good.
Yeah.
I find, I don't know, I think most of the hate, like, you know, I think like Chrishell and Christine, just because that was like the storyline the first year, I think people are more polarized by those two, one way or another.
Yeah, I think when I was with Heather the other day, she said she never noticed anything, but she was like, I guess Christine called her and said something about, oh, I'm so sorry about all the hate you're getting. And she's like, I'm getting hate? She's like, I didn't know that. But yeah. Heather's just like super sweet. And she's just like, no, I'm fine. I don't care.
Just remain there.
I don't know if that's true or not. Yeah. But she, yeah, if Heather is getting hate, she doesn't deserve it. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's sweet. What about like, what's like the biggest celebrity you've ever sold or had as a buyer?
Ooh.
Where you were just like, oh my God, you know, like maybe
oh,
not.
Oh, well, I was showing, I didn't end up, Justin Bieber, I didn't show him personally. It was like all his guy, all of his management and everyone else that were all coming, but it was for him. And so I was supposed to show, but he ended up getting, I don't know, something last minute. He couldn't make it, so it was just his managers and stuff again.
Wow.
But I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a bunch of other celebrities, but some of them I signed NDAs, so I don't know if I can say.
It's up to you. I feel you could always say everything, but were Justin Bieber's, were his people, like, they were just looking for it? That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have been cool if I met him, too, but.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this was, I don't know, a couple years ago, I think. I'm so bad with time.
Did you ever like
last week and I'll think it's a year ago.
Did you ever work with like a celebrity? It doesn't have to be like a bad story, but like where it was like something happened, like just something funny where you were just like, oh my God. You know what I mean? Like, do you have like a
probably. It's gonna take me a minute to think about it, I think.
Because I mean, being in LA, I would imagine there's a lot of
We do. I'm so bad. My memory is like the worst.
Mine is
probably
not so
right
great.
When we hang up, I'm going to be like, oh my God, duh. I did this and this and this, but, I put on the spot. I don't know. Like I show so many.
Well, you have Tay Diggs. We saw as like a repeat client.
Yeah. Tay.
Bieber's a good one though. What about, and not even a celebrity, but like, what's like kind of, like, do you have any, like, really strange stories or, like, just high maintenance? I mean, you don't have to mention who, like, like, a buyer or seller is just so...
I'm the queen of high maintenance clients.
Where someone, like, what did someone do? Like, just so egregious or, you know, like, were people...
Yeah, I mean, people are funny, and I am the queen of difficult clients. That is actually, when Jason will hand someone off to me, it's normally because they're way too difficult for him to even... tolerate. And he's like, Mary, you're the only person in the office that's going to be able to tolerate these people. He's like, and I was
it's
like,
so
I, to me, I'm like, commission's commission. I don't care.
Seriously. It's a challenge.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll get it done. And then it is almost a challenge. I'm like, yeah, watch. I'm closing. I'm going to close them. And he's like, you're wasting your time. You need to just drop it. I'm like, nope. Not doing it. So it is a challenge. But I don't know. There's one guy that I showed over and over and over for so long. And he actually bounced around from a couple of the different agents. And this was a long time ago. And Jason finally said, here, Mary, you can work with this guy, but I don't think you're going to want to. And then, and I was fine. I didn't really notice anything, but after months and months of trying to find this amazing, he won like a penthouse condo with the massive views, big balcony thing. And so I find the perfect one for him. We go up there and he's like, oh my God, no. I was like, what's going on? He's like, he's definitely afraid of heights, but he wants a penthouse with like glass surrounding the whole thing. And then is terrified when he's up there. I'm like, do we really just like go through months of looking at places and you can't be here? I'm like, what?
Okay. Yeah, that's a little strange.
It's a little strange, but I mean, we get strange things all the time, but I just try to be understanding about why people are the way they are. It's kind of, we're part therapists, I think. A good agent is part therapist because you have to put yourself in their position. Normally, if they're going through, this is either the biggest purchase they've ever made. They're going through a divorce. They just got married. They're having a baby. They're moving and upset about it or something like that. And so there's always a life change, or a lot of times there's like a life change that is making them move and find a new place. So a lot of times there's a lot of emotions involved. With commercial real estate, it's not that much, but in residential, it's very emotional for people. So you kind of have to understand how they respond, what the best strategy is for them, and how, like, and kind of read between the lines, because people don't always tell you everything.
Right. Are you so happy to be like part of the show? I mean, like, you had a great business anyway, but are you just like, this is so much fun?
The only thing I think the drama that it causes between some of us that was never there before, I don't like that part. It's just sad, but for the most part, it's just amazing. Such an incredible opportunity, and it's fun.
Like, there's, which is something I've heard, you know, just from a lot of people on reality TV, like, right, like, you feel there's drama that was caused that, like, you wouldn't be having this problem per se if you weren't on a show with this person.
Right. Well, probably because, I mean, even stuff like now, like, if I because we're on this show and then because we get interviewed, then we have to respond, where normally we would just not say anything, and this snowball isn't going to keep whatever rolling or getting bigger or whatever, you know, it's like, right. But so now that, because we have to talk about it, it just keeps building.
Right. Like, if Christine and says something about you and now you say something back, it's going to,
exactly. Grow. Exactly.
I mean, is that the main, like, thing you're referring to, like, with drama? Well, let me ask you this. Like, do you think it's all real drama between everyone, or do you now see, like, who has changed? I mean, like, it's real. Okay, let me rephrase that. Like, it's real, like, for you, it's real. But, like, do you think anyone is putting on the drama because you're now on a show? Kind of like, oh, I got this figured out. I want this to go 7 seasons, and I'm going to bring it, and I may not really be mad at you. And I'm not really, I'm not thinking of anyone in particular, just in general. Like, is anyone now, like, no, I mean, it's, I'm not referring to Christine, but, like, has anyone, like, changed, like, since the show started? Like, now they're kind of like, oh, there's some fame here. Let me kind of bring some drama.
I don't think so. I mean, the only person, again, I haven't talked to Christine, so I don't know if some of this is amped up more, because she really is a nice person. The girl I used to live with and stuff like that, but I don't know if part of it is amped up. And so in her mind, she doesn't think she's doing any, like, she's not being offensive or over the top, like, with us, like to Chriselle and to me and stuff. And then I watch it back and I'm like, whoa, okay, like, that's really harsh. And so I just don't understand, like, where she's coming from on it. And I don't know, I just don't really want to have conversations about it right now.
I get it. No, I mean, I could imagine, like, if you do a million interviews and everyone just wants to talk about Christine, you're like, I'm kind of, well, I'd like to talk about Mary. We could talk about Romaine all day for all I care.
I could talk about Romaine all day.
Seriously. He's going to be part of season 3. We're going to see more Romaine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you,
hopefully we'll have a season 4 and you guys will just keep seeing that beautiful face of his.
I think there's going to be a season 4.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. I got to tell you, that man is entertaining. Like, if you guys haven't even seen, he comes home, and my sister was staying with me for like a month when, during Corona, and she would sit there, he would come home from work and she would just die laughing, like, all, like, for an hour when he gets home. He's just like, boom, 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 just nonstop talking up a storm. He's so funny.
That's so funny. Yeah. Now, if you had to buy a house, who would you buy? And not Jason or Brett, but who would you use in the office? You cannot use yourself. You have to sell or buy your house. Which agent would you use and why?
Ooh, that is a good question.
Oh, right. Man. Well, that's why you're here behind the velvet rope today, Mary.
I would. Oh, man. Maya.
Really?
She's most experienced. Yeah, but besides the other guys, yeah, she's most experienced. Obviously I would use me if I could, but I think, I mean, I would love to do Amanda so she could get the commission, but then if I'm not allowed to be involved, I'm still kind of mentoring her. So that wouldn't work. Chriselle is good too. But I think Mai's the most experienced, of the other people and probably most knowledgeable, like from just a,
That makes sense. And she seems like, you know, serious, buttoned up.
Yeah.
Do you ever see, do you still get like starstruck by the properties? Like when you see these properties, like no matter what the price point is, or are you just kind of like, you know, we did the $40 million, like you've seen, I mean, they're all amazing, but, or do you sometimes walk in and you're like, oh, wait, I've never seen this before.
You know, I get amazed by, I think it's kind of typical of my personality too, but I get amazed and super excited about properties that you guys would never probably think. I can go into like a $50, $100 million home and I'm like, oh, cool. Like in whatever, but then I go into like say a $3 or $5 million home that's done so cute and very charming. Like with, like just, it has character. It's not just like a modern box. If it has like integrity and character, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm in love with this house. And I get super excited about those hidden gems.
You like the like kind of quaint stuff more.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then what about if someone, cause I mean, you guys, listen, let's just state the obvious. You're all gorgeous. I mean, you're all in shape. Like, so is that just like, that's just how it all worked out? Like, I mean, or Brett, just like, it's an image conscious business. It's LA. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
I mean, when you walk down the street, it's, I know from people watching in other places, they're like, oh, he only hires beautiful women, which kind of looks like that. But we have a lot of other people at the office too, that's not on the show. And totally. They're beautiful as well. And good looking
guys. I saw
your
website. There were some guys.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. 7-foot guy. He used to play in the NBA. But you know, you walk down the street in LA and you see beautiful people nonstop. So it's not like we really just took the 5 beautiful women in LA. It's like, no, just walk outside. You're going to see other people that are even more beautiful. So.
Because I think that is what a lot of people think. And like, that's like what a lot of articles say too, of like, you know,
yeah. But
yeah, I mean, it's just a very LA show to me.
Yeah. I mean, I go to showings and stuff all the time, and the agents on the other side are stunning too. I mean, it's LA.
It is. You love what you do. You love working there. You want the show to go on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I couldn't be happier. I'm really living just a dream right now. I get to work with my best friends, make a lot of money, do my dream job, and apparently be on TV doing it. People are following my life on TV. It's like,
did you ever have, like, did you ever have a desire to be on TV? Like, ever?
No. And that's was my biggest concern with doing the show, is because I don't care about like celebrity or whatever. It's that's never been something where I'm like, oh my God, I just want to be famous. No, I've never cared about that. And so, but I do want to sell a bunch of homes. So if being on there gets me super, super successful, I'll take both. But the only thing I was nervous about is if I was portrayed in a way where it was going to take me down a step and make me look like incompetent or like someone like that you would never want to use, then I would be shooting myself in the foot. But luckily, I mean, they portrayed us as we are, and they did a great job. And so, yeah, it's been nothing but good stuff.
I mean, that's good. You know, because that's what makes the best TV, is people that are authentic and don't really... Is that Romaine, like, taking something?
No, my TV just, like, went on by itself.
I'm like, is there a shirtless Romaine standing next to you that, like...
I wish.
I mean, I'm not going to ask for too much here today, but, you know...
Oh, he's working.
Okay. Otherwise, well, that's understandable. Do you see how I'm blushing now? But that's good. I mean, you wanted it for the right reasons, you know?
Yeah.
Has there been any, like, not from you, but anything, like, that you heard that's, like, negative, you know, like, where something's happened where, like, a client, because I've always asked, because I've had the $1 million listing people on my show, too, you know, where, like, a client's, like, well, first of all, you know you're being filmed, but where they're, like, oh, my God, you just said that about me? Like, goodbye. You know what I mean? Not you, but, like, has anything like that happened?
Well, I just try to make sure I don't say anything that I don't want them to see.
Yeah.
Because there's a camera in my face and they're going to see it. So I'm like, I just try to be, respectful. If they're coming on the show and they're willing to do that for us, I'm not going to disrespect them. I mean,
totally.
It's not going to be good for my business if I did.
No, and it must help. I mean, it must help sell their particular house, right? I would think it's like free advertising, like forget the MLS and all this other
Absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely.
If someone's sitting and somewhere.
Especially for developers and stuff like that, like because maybe that one house is sold by the time the show comes out, but the more it's on there, they get recognized as like a good developer or whatever, and it's just good for everybody. It's a win-win.
It is. Yeah. Anything else you want us to cover? Like anything you feel like we haven't addressed here today? About Mary? Mm-hmm. Like it's not about anyone else. It's about you. Like, is there anything you feel people don't know about you? You feel you're misunderstood in any way? Like anything we didn't cover?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I just want you to feel like you had, you know, you've got it
moment.
All out there. Yeah.
I know. I'm good. I think everything's great.
That's awesome.
I'm going to keep living in my little bubble because I was like, if there is bad stuff being said, I have no idea.
No, I wasn't really referring to like anything, you know, like yeah, I think Christine just talks about like everybody per se. I don't think it's really you. I mean, other than the fact that, you know, like we saw season two end with like, you know, we saw season one end with her and Chriselle, which was boiling the whole season. And season two, we saw end with like you and her having this issue, which we never really saw coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see it coming either. I think everyone will see more in season three. And I got to say, season three, we watched the trailer and we were all like, oh my God, that's so juicy. We couldn't believe we lived through that and forgot. Like that it was all on there because it's already been months. And we're like, this is going to be very good. Season three, I think they just keep getting better and better.
I think, well, when season two ended and they said like season three coming and it was like, you know, this is like 4 weeks away. I'm like, I'm dying right now. Like,
I know
it's going to be here in 4 weeks. Like what? That's like amazing. So
we haven't even seen it either. So, so we saw the trailer, but we still don't know what made the cut and what didn't. Cause I mean, it's months of our lives that, you know, compacted in there. So we're kind of nervous too, but it's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing. Now, where can everyone find you online?
So my IG handle is The Mary Fitzgerald. Facebook is
Mary Fitzgerald. You don't
use Facebook
as
I don't
much.
Know. And then I'm on Twitter too. I don't know what my handle is. I got to write this down or something.
Well, like Instagram is a good, or they could find you, Mary, at
mm-hmm.
Oak Grove.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If they, you know.
But Instagram's is what I'm on most.
Me too. And it's
your
full name.
Yeah, The Mary Fitzgerald.
The Mary Fitzgerald. So, and if anyone is moving to LA or wants to move or buy or sell an apartment in LA,
hit me up.
Here's Mary. She's, you can.
I'm your girl. I will sell you that house.
Hardest working one in the office.
I try.
So I really appreciate this. I know you're busy. I know you're busy. You're making money. You're selling houses. We have stuff in escrow, but like, thank you for coming on. This is the best show ever. You're a doll. Thank you so much. And we'll like keep in touch.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.
Remember back in a simpler time? Hello, hello, hello.